Once again, good morning to you. For the next 2 weeks, I won't be here, and so I think it's a break for you, right? A break from Pastor Vincent's sermon for 2 weeks. And just continue to pray for us. We will always appreciate and also value your prayers. If you realize, I think the past few weeks, we've been looking at the fruit of the Spirit. I think God wants us to be filled with the power of the Spirit, because we belong to Him, right? As Acts 1:8 says, that you will be great witnesses for Christ, provided we have the Spirit of God living in our lives, being filled with the power of the Holy Spirit. And today, I think it's about one of the things that we tend to struggle with is called patience, right? And let me start by telling you a story. It's about, you know, it's a story that you don't see it in the Bible, right? Don't quote me. You don't see it in the Bible. It's about, it's a very traditional Hebrew story under Abraham, right? Do you know Abraham in the Bible? He was always known as a friend of God. And so one day Abraham was just sitting outside the tent. You don't see it in the Bible, by the way. And you know, as he was sitting down, he saw an old man just coming across. And so Abraham was so excited to see the old man, because if you realize, Abraham was a person who likes to reach out to people, very hospitable person. He likes to feed them. And so when he saw the old man, you know, he said, you know, he greeted him and he said, you know, come to my house, you know, I'll get some food for you and we'll, you know, have a meal together. And so not only that, he washed the old man's feet, that was the custom, and gave him food and drink. The old man immediately started eating without saying any prayer or even saying grace. Abraham was a friend of God. He got frustrated. He looked at the man. He was just eating the food without saying grace or thanking God. So Abraham asked him, you know, sir, don't you worship God? The old traveler replied, you know, I worship only fire, right? And I have no reverence for any other God. I just worship fire. You know, Abraham lost his cool. He got, you know, he got very upset. He grabbed the old man, right, by the shoulders and threw him out of his tent. And the man was just shivering in the cold weather, like today's weather. So the old man departed. Next day, you know, God called out to his friend, Abraham, let's talk. And so Abraham came and was talking to God, and God asked him, you know, did you see the stranger who came to your place last night? And Abraham replied, yes, Lord, I forced that man out of my house. Why? Why did you do that? No, this guy doesn't worship you at all. And I was so upset, I just literally, you know, caught him by the shoulders and threw him out. And God said, you know, Abraham, do you know something? I have suffered for that particular man for 80 years, right? Even though he did not love me or honor me, right? Could he not endure him just for one night? Right? Could you not endure him for just for one night? And so when I was just reading this story, I was just telling myself, you know, yes, patience is something that we struggle, right? God has been so patient with us, but this is something that we struggle because we live in a very fast-moving society, fast-moving technological world. We want everything to be done quickly, immediately, right? We don't want to wait for the bus to come. Right, when I'm at the bus stand, I expect the bus to come. In our workplace, we want things to be done by the dot. Right, there is no time for waiting. Patience is something that, you know, many of us struggle with. I'm not saying that, you know, we shouldn't be, you know, waiting for things we shouldn't be doing our jobs on time. You know, but something that we tend to struggle, it's about patience. And what is patience? What is patience in the biblical context? You know, when you look at the scriptures very carefully, you know, patience in the biblical context is that you affirm that God is the supreme authority. He is sovereign. He knows everything and He is in control. In other words, when I'm a Christian, when I'm filled with the power of the Spirit, when I have the Spirit of God in me, I'm saying, Lord, I've just given myself to you, and you are in charge, you are in control, you know what's happening in my life. I just love you and I just worship you. I just honor you. I just follow you, and you are in control of my life. That is patience. It's just giving it to God and saying, it's your business, Lord. You take care. Patience also means not only just throwing it to God, but at the same time exercising confidence in God's promise or trusting in God's word. The Lord has spoken to me. As I told you, Abraham was known as the friend of God because God gave him a promise which in today's world will never materialize. Right, about the son at an old age. He just had confidence. He trusted God. And so in other words, patience in the biblical context, when I have this fruit of the Spirit in me, I will have patience. In other words, I know that God is in control. I prayed about it. I have left it to him. He is sovereign. He is powerful. He knows the best. I just want to be faithful. I just want to be obedient to God. At the same time, I just want to trust in his word. You know, sometimes in our Christian life, we tend to struggle with this. As time goes by, it becomes months, years. You know, we tend to give up and say, did God listen to my prayer? Or did I listen to him wrongly? And then we take different routes, which can be very much more damaging to us. The passage that I just wanted to dwell today, it's a passage about Jonah. I think all of us are very familiar about Jonah. You know, Jonah's passage is, you know, it's something that all of us are very familiar with. I think God called Jonah, right? And what did God tell Jonah? You can talk to me. What did God tell Jonah? Go to? Yeah, to the great city of Nineveh. Nineveh was the capital city of the ancient empire. And God said, you know, go to this place and give a message of judgment that after 40 days, you know, God is going to judge these people. And you know, Jonah was just literally running away from God and all that. And finally, God caught hold of Jonah and God spoke to him. You know, the more I look at this particular passage, you know, two things come to my mind. The first thing, I see the patience of God, right? I see the patience of God. First of all, if you look at verse 1, it says, then the word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. You know, it's a very simple verse, but when I look at the verse, I realize, you know, this God is a God who's been so patient, right? The word of the Lord came to Jonah a second time. Can you imagine? A sovereign God, a God can do anything, is all powerful. He's coming to this ordinary prophet, a small town ordinary prophet, a second time. So the more I look at the word and say, you know, God, how can it be? Right? You are so powerful, you're so sovereign. You could have said, Jonah, if you're not going, I got another person. I even can call another person and use that person to fulfill the desire that I have in my heart or the promises that I have for this city. But God spoke to Jonah a second time. And, you know, dear friends, I think, you know, sometimes in our Christian life, we say, you know, has God given up on us? No. God spoke to Jonah a second time, and I believe this God wants to speak to us again, again and again. He wants to just come after us because he loves us. And so the more I see, this God is so loving, so patient, that he wants to reach out to us again. Right? Can you imagine? God comes to Jonah. He goes after him. Even though Jonah was just running to another city, Tarsus, you know, God sends the storm, the strong wind. He sends the big fish. Why? Because, you know, he just wants to get hold of him. The Lord did not give up on Jonah. I think God is a God of patience. And when I see this particular verse, I'm just reminded, you know, I still have hope because God has not given up on us. I still have hope for my life because I can still call him. I can still say, Lord, I just come to you because there are wrong choices or bad choices I've made, and you're still willing to accept me. You're still willing to just take me in, because God is so patient. And God was so patient with Jonah, just coming after him. And so, you know, that's a wonderful God that we worship. Today we are here, it's all because, you know, this God has been so wonderful. He's been patient. He's just coming after us, just wanting to show his love, his grace, and his mercy upon us. And that's God's patience, which we will also see a bit further. You know, secondly, when I look at this particular passage, you know, I see Jonah's response. And I also see in this particular context that Jonah is patient. When God called him, God said, you know, go to the great city of Nineveh, right, and proclaim to it the message I give to you. You know, when I looked at it, you know, can you imagine Jonah was just an ordinary man, right, ordinary guy. And so God is giving him an unusual task. And he says, you know, go to this great city. Jonah was a small town prophet in a small nation. And God is asking him to go to a great city like New York City. Can you imagine? I think many of you would have gone to New York City. Sometimes it looks so crazy. You do not know what's happening, right? People are walking or running. You do not know. You know, it was so busy. You know, a lot of things are happening. And Nineveh was a capital city of the Assyrian Empire. And it was also the cultural center of the day. You know, if you want to get anything or everything, Nineveh was the place. And so God, you know, and when God told Jonah to go, Jonah immediately, you know, immediately responded in this particular passage. You know, it's an unusual task. You know, and for a moment I was just trying to think. You know, Jonah would have thought, you know, Lord, this is something unusual, right? Why unusual? Because in those days, you know, if you realize, if you look at the prophets very carefully, whenever God sent his prophets, right, he will always send them to his own people, to his own nation, to the own subjects or the citizens of that particular place. But this is a very unusual task. He is calling this small town prophet from another nation to go to another foreign nation altogether, like a missionary, which doesn't happen during the prophetical time, in the prophet's time. You know, that was something unusual. So God is just giving an unusual task. You know, sometimes there are moments in our life that we don't understand, right? In our Christian life, you know, sometimes we say, Lord, I've been so faithful to you. I've been so loving. You know, I don't understand, what are you trying to do in my life? But I think God wants us to exercise patience. It is an unusual task. Jonah could have actually easily said, Lord, it's finally, you know, I have to say, no, I'm not going. It's unusual, but Jonah went, I think, because he wanted to be showing patience or importance or even obedience to God is important. Secondly, I also realized, you know, Jonah was also patient because it was an unusual message. Can you imagine, you know, if you are told to go to downtown Toronto to give a message of judgment, right? Will you like it? I don't think so, right? Can you imagine going to a city like New York City and saying, you know, God is going to judge you, right? God is going to destroy you in 40 days' time. I think people will say, you're crazy. They will even call the cops and say, you know, bring this person behind bars. Something, you know, this is not right. They will never listen to you. They will never bother to listen to you. It's an unusual message. It is not a message of blessing. It is not a message that God says, you know, I want to be merciful to you. It's a message of wrath. It's a message of, you know, God's anger that I am going to destroy you. Anyway, no, Jonah could have said no, but, you know, Jonah was patient. You know, sometimes, you know, in our Christian life, it's a struggle for us, right, to share about our testimony to people in our place. We talk everything under the sun, but not about Christ, because religion has become a very private affair, right? It's something between me and God, and I don't want to share this. But sometimes I think, you know, in our Christian life, I think we struggle to share. Jonah had a very unusual message, a message of judgment. And I think he patiently went sharing. Because I don't understand. It's difficult, Lord, to wait, but I just do what you want me to do. I just trust you, as I told you. Patience is just trusting God and having full confidence in God. It is not just waiting. Lord, you are in control. You know the best. The worst might happen to me, but you know what is best for me. And I have just trust in your promises. That is patience. Very unusual message. And he went and he was actually exercising patience. And lastly, I like this verse. If you realize in verse 5, Jonah went and preached for 40 days, and in verse 5, it says, the Ninevites believed God. You know, when I was trying to dwell in this particular passage, I was asking myself, you know, many a times we make a lot of mistakes, unlike Jonah. Jonah, what he preached, and he just left it to God and said, Lord, now it's your problem. It's your problem, right? So, and many a times, you know, I think that is what we struggle. We want to see the end result, right? We do certain things, we want to see the rewards. We do certain things because we want to see the fruits of our labor. When we pray, we want something to happen, right? When we do some evangelistic activities, we want people to come in. Why? Because that's the kind of age and time that we live, right? We always expect some kind of returns to happen. I give something, I get something in return. That's the culture that we are in. But in God's way, it's different. Jonah did what is expected of him, and God will take care the rest, my friend. Do you know why we lose patience? Because we expect, we want to hear what is the outcome. That is God's way of dealing it. Jonah just left it to God and said, Lord, it's you. And I just do my role and I will just exercise patience. And, you know, Lord, you take care. That's why Paul says very, you know, very clearly in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 and 7, he says, Paul says, you know, I planted, Apollo watered, but who gives the growth? It is God who gives the growth, my friend. Let me challenge you, you know, share the message of the gospel, right? Maybe your friend might accept or he might not accept, but you do what is expected. You just share. Don't do the work of God. He will do his work. It is God who gives the growth. Now we want to see our friends, you know, responding to the message. We want to see results. I'm not saying, you know, that we shouldn't be looking at results and all that. But when we trust in God, we just leave it to God and say, Lord, you are in charge. And I just want to be patient. You are in control. You know the best. And so Jonah did the same thing, right? He prayed. He just told the people. And finally, he just left it to God. And it was God. They started believing. I believe in God was working in the lives of the people. Can you imagine a small town prophet going to a city like New York City, walking 3 days, right, and just preaching? Probably he might have been thinking, you know, I do not know what I'm doing. I do not know, will there be a result? I do not know whether any soul will be converted. I don't think so, because these guys are busy with their lives, doing whatever is much more important for them. You know, I'm just an ordinary person, you know, but I'm just doing what is told to me. And God will take care the rest. And I just leave it to God. And that was Jonah. Dear friends, I think, you know, patience is not only an option, it's not an optional thing in a Christian life. It's a command and it's also a gift. you know, that God gives to us. Let me finish by saying this. Now, Jesus was a great example, right? Can you imagine Jesus was spending a couple of years with the disciples? As you are reading Matthew, Mark, and Luke, I think you would have seen, you know, there Jesus had been teaching them again and again, and these guys still don't understand. Right? And he was there with them throughout, and they did not understand. Right? And Jesus had to teach them again and again and again. He could have said, no, I think I will graduate you 12 guys, I'll get another fresh graduate, probably I'll try my best on the next 12. No, he did not. He was just, right? There were a lot of questions, right? Peter and many others were just like something like a pain in the neck for Christ. But Jesus was a great example. He was a great, he's a God who was so patient with the disciples. Secondly, if you look at it, you know, he was also showing patience with the Heavenly Father. Lord, if you look at the passage, he was saying, Lord, it's your time. Just give me the strength to go through. Right? I know you are in control. Just give me the strength, and I want to just persevere. And lastly, if you look at it, you know, Jesus had a lot of enemies who were just coming after him. Right? At the same time, he also had a lot of struggles, persecution, or even affliction. But he was still patient because he knew that God had a plan, and I just want to fulfill. I just want to be faithful what God has given to me. Maybe they will not accept my message today, but when Jesus rose from the dead, he was ascended. Realize the disciples, they were always seen as people who were just turning the world upside down. And Jesus was a great example of patience, my friend. And so, let me encourage you even today. Right? Let me encourage you, you know, ask God to fill you each and every moment and say, Lord, let me, Lord, just recognize that you are in control. It's not me, but you are in charge. Let me see your greatness. Let me see your power, God. And let me, Lord, have that confidence in you to just trust in you. Just that kind of faith in you. And let me tell you, you know, God will do tremendous and great work in our life. It's just leaving it to God. I do not know whether I've told you this illustration. It's about a person, a Bible translator. He was working in a particular country, right? It's a very foreign country. And they had difficulties. You know, he was trying to translate certain words of the Bible in the native's language. When he came to a particular word, faith, right, or trust, he didn't know the word of the word in their particular native language. So he called the native people and said, "How do I translate this particular word, trust, faith?" And they said that they don't trust people. They don't have faith in people. And finally, you know, they showed him a sign. And the sign is he took a chair, right? And they took a chair and someone sat on the chair and, you know, and just stretched their leg up. And this is faith for us. In other words, you know, I'm not in control, but Lord, you are in control. I've just lifted my legs up, my hands up, right? You have taken over. I'm just sitting on you. That's it. So my friends, I think let's start sitting on Christ. And the more I sit, I know the Lord gives me the patience. The more I sit, I know that He is in control. The more I sit, I know that I can trust His promises. Faith, patience is not an optional thing. It's a command. And it's a gift of God, and it's expected to be seen in the life of every Christian. Let's pray. Sometimes in our Christian life, we say, I don't understand. I've been praying to God for so many months or even for a period of time. I've been faithful. Or you might be saying, you know, I've been sharing the gospel to my friend. I don't see that person responding. Or sometimes you might think, Lord, are you calling me to do this? Can you imagine God had been so patient with Jonah? God is just coming after Jonah because he needed Jonah. God could have easily found another person to replace Jonah. But he was just coming after him because he loved him so much. You know, God has been so patient to us. If you realize, there are moments that we make wrong choices or even bad choices. Sometimes we turn our back to him. There are days that we did not even speak to him. But this God has been so patient to us. And God wants us to be patient like Jonah. Sometimes you don't understand whether this will happen or not. But Lord, I just know that you are in control. Just help me, Lord, to sit on you, to exercise faith in you. Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you've given to us. We realize, O God, that we struggle with patience. We struggle, Lord, just waiting upon you. Because we want things to be done in our own way, in our own time. Help us, O Lord, to see you as a sovereign God. A God is in control. And help us, O Lord, to just do and live a life that you want us to live. We thank you once again because we have your Spirit, and help us, Lord, to listen to the voice of the Spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.